This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Donald Trump at a time. Yep, President Donald J. Trump, number 45, stopping totalitarianism all over the planet. Actually, he's meeting right now with Theresa May. I'll tell you, it's an amazing situation that's going on right now. We're starting to see the melding together of the alliance of Great Britain and the United States, and Great Britain seeking to get freedom for themselves back again, their own sovereignty through Brexit. It's really a wonderful thing to see. And, of course, we are getting our own sovereignty back by way of building a wall. Well, with us right now is one of the young ladies with the best story in town, and that is about voter fraud. And you've heard Donald Trump talk about it. You heard us talk about it on the radio here now for months, since about July, August, and so on, about voter fraud that was occurring in California's primary election. And with us right now is Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and her article, her exposés that have been exposing, along with Katie Grimes, voter fraud in Nevada and in California. We had Megan on about a month ago talking about voter fraud that took place in Nevada, and especially with one Stan Vaughn. And Stan Vaughn was the chess grand champion who discovered that when he was running for the 15th Assembly District in Clark County, that when he went to the polling place to vote, he had actually already voted, and he didn't know that he already voted. Well, that's triggered a whole firestorm for him, and he got on the stick, and he found out that when he mailed out 10,000 envelopes to various addresses that were given to him by the county clerk there in Clark County, that guess what? 9,200 of them came back returned, meaning that there was no person at the address or the address didn't exist. It was phony. It was false. 9,200. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. So with us right now is Megan Barth. And Megan, you've got some more stunning information because this is a story that's not going away. We know that Donald Trump has called for investigations into at least two states. My understanding is it's California and Nevada. So it seems like you've got all the prime information. What is the latest that's going on there now? Because clearly, well, I think when we left it the last time, people were starting to want to investigate, or there was actually an investigation that was about to happen into voter fraud there in Nevada.
Yeah, well, there is. Thank you, Paul, for having me on. There is some more information, and you said 9,200. Well, guess what? We're up to 10,300 returned envelopes.
Oh, boy.
And let me just clarify. Stan is not only the Grand Chess Champion, he has a 196 IQ, he's an expert in pattern recognition, and he worked for the United States Postal Service.
I hate it when a plan comes together.
Right? And so he combines his genius along with his experience in the post office, and most candidates, 99.9% of candidates, send their political mail bulk rate, which means the post office delivers the mail. If it cannot be delivered, then they take it back to the post office. Well, Stan sent his political mail first class because he wanted to ensure that the voter rolls were correct because he smelled a rat. So he sent first class mail to the 15,000 actively registered Democrats in Assembly District 15. He has to date received 10,300 back, leaving you a total of approximately 5,000 actively registered Democrats, but 12,000 Democrats voted in his assembly district.
Oh, boy.
So we've got a 7,000 delta that our Secretary of State, who's supposedly a Republican, isn't interested in investigating. She has not responded to any of our inquiries, our written inquiries, our verbal inquiries. We had the FBI pick up his information before Trump was sworn in. They returned it based and said we did not have the resources available. The clerk's office, and look, ultimately, there's a couple things I want here. An investigation into the Clark County Registrar's Office. They are the most opaque, least transparent, least amenable civil servants I've ever worked with. The Clark County Post Office, we had a whistleblower come from the post office saying that there were large newly constructed apartment buildings that he was trying to deliver bulk mail to, political mail, but no one was there to receive it because they're vacant. They were brand new constructions. So he would have to, so people, whoever registered people at these vacant apartment buildings knew that these addresses existed. It's a whole, the investigation in Nevada has to be basically three-pronged. There is the post office, there is the Clark County Registrar's Office, and there's also the agency called Plan Nevada, which is a George Soros operation, who had an illegal immigrant spearhead the Get Out the Vote operation, and she was also tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote.
That was Astrid Silva?
That's Astrid Silva. And she is a Democrat activist. She is a Harry Reid acolyte. She is an illegal immigrant, a dreamer. And according to our Secretary of State, Barbara Zagaski, an illegal immigrant cannot register voters. It is illegal. But obviously, Barbara Zagaski either doesn't know about Astrid Silva or doesn't care, because if you just Google Astrid Silva voter registration, you'll get 50 different articles about her leading the operation to get out the vote and register voters.
Wow. This is amazing. And she went up and spoke at the Democratic National Convention.
She was a featured speaker at the National Democrat Convention. She is a rising activist within the Democrat Party. She is a progressive. She is on the George Soros payroll. And what the Democrats did in Nevada is they built a coalition between Plan Nevada, the Culinary Union, the SEIU, and others, far-left organizations, to get out the vote. We also had a whistleblower from a bus driver who was a whistleblower who said he was one of 100 buses who went to L.A., that's Los Angeles, drive back, put the people up at the Stratosphere Hotel.
So they collected people in Los Angeles in 100 buses.
Correct. They collected people into 100 coaches out of Los Angeles, drove them on Friday to the Stratosphere Hotel, drove them on Saturday to go early vote, and then drove them back on Sunday. So, you know, you could go do an FOIA request on the manifest of the bus company on the Stratosphere. This is why Cardenas Market, which was actually highlighted quite a bit during the election time, Cardenas Market had a line wrapped around the building a mile long. Well, that was all the buses. That was all the people that came from L.A. And the thing is, our Secretary of State, I just saw her speak at a luncheon. About 100 women were there. It was a Southern Hills Republican club. She said, and I am not kidding you, she said, there is no evidence of voter fraud. Voter fraud does not exist in this state. Hmm. But voter registration fraud is a problem.
Well, hang on here, Megan, because we're going to come up to a break. And when we come back, hopefully you can cipher through that, obviously, and maybe clarify for the for the audience, you know, how you can have voter fraud here and not voter fraud there. You know, to me, it's just absolutely amazing. So anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
2110.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0. Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and we're talking about election irregularities in Nevada. And we've been bringing you this story for quite some time, for about a month now. And actually, even before that, in California, the patterns are similar to what happened in California during the general election and also during the primary back in June, June 7th. So we were talking about the irregularities, and we were talking coming into the break about the actual county clerk and some of the people that she's had around her, but also about reporting procedures, non-procedures. You know, what's the difference between somebody who has a voting irregularity and a registration irregularity, which is exactly what I think we're getting into here. So go ahead, Megan, pick it back up from where we left off.
Well, so Barbara Sagaski says that, you know, there's zero proof that voter fraud exists, but she has just an enormous amount of proof that voter registration fraud exists. Well, if we were allowed to ask her a follow-up question before she skated out early from the meeting, I would have asked, well, what's the mechanism in place by which you prevent those fraudulent registered voters from voting? You don't have one. So how can she say with 100% certainty that voter fraud doesn't exist, but voter registration fraud exists? You can't have one without the other. And when you have no mechanism in place to prevent fraudulently registered voters from voting, then you can't come to that conclusion that voter fraud doesn't exist. And well, I don't know why she needed to separate it.
Well, you know, the thing is that that's really stupid on her part. I mean, yeah, just it's
no,
amazing.
Yeah, she thinks that we're a bunch of turnips, you know. And when you're talking to the Republican women's groups, you know, quite frankly, average age of them is like 60 and older.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So they're used to this song and dance, you know, for years. Okay, but me being a skeptic and knowing what's happening in Assembly District 15 with my friend Stan who ran, I know there's a lot more than our Secretary of State is willing to admit. And I do not understand why she has completely ignored our requests for help. She doesn't even have the investigative curiosity, being the Secretary of State with our mounds of evidence. And then our evidence from the whistleblower from the post office who said huge apartment buildings had registered voters at them and no one was there. And so what's interesting, Paul, and I don't know if you know this, but I did a little digging with a fraud investigator. The federal post office has specific procedures that the post office must follow when handling election mail. Now, these procedures are all laid out. And I think it's procedure 432. And because election mail is so critical and special, they tag it, they inventory it, and then they store it for 2 to 3 years. And that mail is supposed to be used to clean up the voter rolls. Well, according to my source at the post office, this year was different. This year, instead of the mail going into a bin and then being stored, the bin was picked up and it disappeared. So now I have to go down to the post office and say, hey, I'd like the bulk mail that was sent to this address, which the address would be one of those vacant apartment buildings. And if they don't have it, then we have a whole nother issue of mail fraud.
Wow. That is another big issue.
And we can work with the post office as the partners, because that's what they're supposed to be, according to the procedure manual and how they handle election mail. I mean, the Trump administration, I would use the post office as a federal resource to help clean up the voter rolls, because they're sitting on bulk mail. And we're talking the election mail is their busiest time of year. It even surpasses Christmas. And so all of the bulk mail that's returned, which you know there's a bevy of California and Nevada. So if the post office is not storing or tagging or inventorying this mail according to procedure, then the big question is, why not?
Right. Well, and you know, you can't, you know, rule out the fact that, especially with the infiltration that we know has just been almost complete in the federal government under the Obama administration of the Muslim Brotherhood and other characters, you can't rule out that the post office would be a partner in all this fraud.
Well, each post office has an appointed person. Geez, I wonder if they're politically appointed. So in Clark County, Nevada, which is Harry Reid's backyard, okay, which where all the fraud exists, and just to put it in perspective for you, 1.1 million votes were cast in Nevada, 900,000 came out of Clark County.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the person between the registrar's office was a Harry Reid shell by the name of Joe Gloria, and then you've got the post office, who has an appointed person. I don't have her name in front of me. But she's responsible for the oversight of all of this mail. So each post office in the United States has a political mail appointee within the post office. It's a whole entire operation. The political mail operation is a separate operation in each post office in the United States.
That's amazing. I knew that.
A fraud investigator uncovered this for me.
I knew that the post office had all these different special regulations and rules and procedures, but I didn't know about this one.
Yeah.
This is overwhelming.
Yeah. And the purpose of them and these specific procedures is to clean up the voter rolls. It's to protect the vote because of the precious nature of political mail and our vote. And so the bulk mail that gets returned is handled in such a special procedural manner in order to work with the secretaries of state and the registrar's office and candidates. The post office is supposed to clean up the voter rolls and work with candidates so candidates aren't spending millions of extra dollars or extra dollars for mailing pieces of mail to, you know, defunct addresses or people that don't exist.
So one more way to hide the evidence is to steal all the returned bulk mail.
Correct.
And, of course, in California, that could be mountains of that.
Correct.
Burn it, shred it, take it to the landfill, which is interesting.
Correct.
Which is probably what they've done. This is just an amazing expose of this whole. You can just start to see from start to finish now. And the finish being at the post office, because the end of the chain there, end of that food chain, is this bin of unpicked up mail.
Correct.
And you put a political officer in charge of that. It's almost like the Soviet Union in a sense.
Yeah. So you've got a political appointee.
It is, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
So they aren't getting paid. And here's the interesting thing. So my interview with the whistleblower I played yesterday on Wayne Allyn Root, and I asked him, I said, were any other mail carriers like kind of curious as to why they were bringing back all of this mail? And he said, well, they were kind of making jokes about it because this year, you know, we had a lot of it. We have a lot of it every year, but this year was different because there were all these brand new construction built, because we're building now in Las Vegas because we weren't building for a while, you know, because of the recession. So there's been a lot of new construction here in the last year.
Hang on a second, Megan. Hold that thought. We got the music coming up again. This is just an amazing story, but it also gets into things like Agenda 21, stack and pack housing. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and we're exposing, well, voter fraud in Nevada, Clark County, Nevada in particular, which is the largest county in Nevada. And it's Harry Reid territory all the way, baby. Yeah, Harry Reid back at it again. We know a lot about Harry Reid. Even though he's not in the Senate any longer, boy, his influence is really holding sway. And we're talking about postal workers that were whistleblowers that... Megan had been talking to and found out that they were making a lot of jokes about all the return mail that was coming from buildings that were just built, that were vacated buildings. They didn't have anybody in them. Yet they were sending out the voter information, and it was all being sent back returned because there was nobody there, which meant that somebody had a name and an address affiliated with that that was actually considered to be on the voter registration rolls. Complete fraud. Complete fraud. So... pick it up again. You had the whistleblower. These people were actually making jokes, the postal workers, about the numbers of returned mails from these buildings. But obviously, you're looking at the bulk mail as that's a potential vote for the Democrats.
Yeah, this bulk mail operation that the post office oversees as a federal agency, I think, is really what can help the Trump administration in any investigation, because according they have a whole entire separate process and procedural manual and it's called the Postal Operations Manual, POM 432, and then it goes down to POM 492, and in this one it says POM 492.4 must be followed, and then it lists out how the area vice president of the Postal Service must appoint an area political campaign mail coordinator. And this political campaign mail coordinator oversees all of the bulk mail, how it goes out and how it comes back in. And when it comes back in, according to these procedural manuals, it has to be tagged with a special tag. It has to be processed and put into the computer and inventoried in a certain manner. And then it has to be stored. And it has to be stored for a minimum, I think it is, of 2 to 3 years. And that storage is supposed to be used to clean up the voter rolls.
So obviously, in this case, if they've thrown out everything, they're not really too interested in cleaning up the voter rolls now, are they?
According to processing and delivery records of political mail, 492.53, managers, business mail entry, postmasters must keep documented records of all political campaign mailings that are deposited or received at their offices. And so you have a photocopy, you have all of these, you have the number of mail that's come back, you know, as far as the number of pieces. And so this is a huge bevy of information that that every single post office has that handles political mail. There is a political mail coordinator. And if they are not following these federal procedures, like I said before, the question is, why aren't you?
Well, obviously, one, and I'm just going to throw this out there, if they don't have the bulk mail, they're clearly not following the procedures. And if they don't have the bulk mail, the other thing is they're going to continue to keep those voter rolls in their system,
right?
Which could be used politically later on by somebody else who, of course, wants to send this information off. That's the only thing I can think of. But it seems to me if they probably at the front end of that didn't even record it right.
Yeah, you know, we're going to find out because I'm going to go over to the Clark County Post Office this afternoon and ask to talk to the political campaign mail coordinator if she's still around. Because, it's not only national campaigns, okay? It's not just presidential every 4 years. It's municipal elections. It's special elections. It's midterm elections. This goes on all the time.
So on the local level, see, this is one thing that we have been suspicious about at the local level because we've been watching this for years here in California. At the local level, where candidates all of a sudden surprisingly win who come from nowhere, and especially candidates that aren't really local to your local community. They come from the outside. Now, we saw a lot of that in Colorado as they brought in a lot of people that were really pro-Agenda 21 and ICLEI and all this, and you know, all these different local ordinance capabilities that the United Nations would bring by paying for grants and stuff to alter the community. You know, you're talking about traffic calming or quieting, those kind of things. And you see this at the local level all the time. I know here locally we had a couple of I thought were really political plants in the last election. They came out of nowhere from other communities way away, far away, and all of a sudden they win election like by a landslide.
Right. That actually happened here. I think it was when Niger Innes ran. The White Pines County, I talked to his campaign manager, Lisa Mayo. They have filed 5 separate lawsuits regarding various local elections, whereby in White Pines County, it's a very small county, like, you know, a couple hundred votes, maybe a couple thousand, like basically nothing. So if you're going to find fraud, you're going to find it there. They simply asked to review 43 paper ballots that they wanted to compare to the electronic printout, and the judge refused to let them see the paper ballots.
Of course they did.
Why are we even having paper backup? Why not go the way of California and have straight electronic, whereby fraud is just completely rampant?
Yeah, just rampant fraud.
Rampant fraud. Well, no paper trail.
I know I did talk to Nigel Innes after that, and I know he was very, very disappointed. And he didn't reveal too much, but I really was suspecting at the time that there was a lot of there had to have been a lot of voter fraud in his election, and that was several years ago. But I remember talking to him about that on an interview that I had with him. So it would be interesting to be able to clean that up. But this other one in Clark County, because you have so many people there. I mean, how many people do you have in Clark County? About 900,000, I suspect, out of the million that you had voted. So,
right.
His would stick out like a real sore thumb because you didn't have a lot of people voting, and you can do a quick assessment of that real quick. But the other bigger issue, I think, is how does all this fit nationally? It seems to me, and it goes back to our conversation originally, that this is a templated, you know, 100% sure way to get your person elected, and it's going from county to local to all the way up to national level. This process to get certain people elected to certain offices at the local level, at the county level, and at the state level, and at the national level.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is not just an anomaly. I think this is actually a template by which the Democrat Party has used for perhaps decades, and they just reproduced this template state after state, specifically in the states they wanted. This was Harry Reid's parting gift to the Democrat Party, was Nevada. He delivered Nevada to the Democrats. That Hillary thought that she would have this election based on the amount of built-in fraud into the process. She underestimated the will of the American people that rose up specifically in the Rust Belt and turned their backs on the, as they were former Democrats, they turned their backs on their party and switched their votes to Republicans. So that was a surprise that the Democrats didn't understand, because they weren't playing fair to begin with.
Exactly. Boy, you just said it so well. And the Trump people, I think, knew that, and that's why they played to that base. And that's what was so upsetting to the Democrats. They didn't realize you just got their butts kicked by a Republican. They're going, wait a minute, what the heck happened there? And they weren't playing fair to begin with, and they got caught. And I think this is one of these kind of moments where you take the card and pull it out from the house of cards, and everything comes tumbling down. Anyway, we got a break coming up. In a second, we're going to have, after about a minute, we're going to have more of Megan Barth and ReaganBaby.com and about voter fraud in Nevada and the rest of the nation as we're unraveling here. Well, the Clinton agenda, voter fraud in the 2016 election. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and we're exposing voter fraud in Nevada, of all places. Yeah, Harry Reid territory. Parting shot by Harry Reid to deliver Nevada to Hillary Rodham Clinton. But hello, hold on. A lot of voter fraud is about to be exposed and set up, and I know that I'm sure that the Trump administration and Jeff Sessions will be more than happy to hear about all the information that is coming out of Nevada. And it's not just Megan who's complaining. There's a lot of people that have been complaining about Nevada and also California in tandem. Now, you mentioned the bus driver that you had, I believe, on your radio show, was you were substituting for someone, and he was delivering up, as you said earlier, 100 bus loads or coach loads of voters that were delivered out of Commerce, California, I believe is the location, which has long been suspect here in California because they have a lot of busing companies down there. A lot of school districts, you know, lease buses from that area. So the accessibility to buses in that area, but also City of Commerce is really in almost south central Los Angeles, and it's an area in which you can gather up a lot of people quickly.
Right, and there's a huge, I used to live right outside of LA. There, in Commerce, there's that huge bus depot.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very easy to get coaches of any size in and out of there. And we had many people that were kind of on the ground and poll watchers at Cardenas Market that overheard conversations of these people were like, wow, I just voted in LA. I can vote here. Cool. Sweet. You know, like, and so, you know, these 100 coaches that went from Commerce, you could easily get the manifest of the bus company. Then the buses went to the Stratosphere Hotel, and this was the last weekend of early voting. So on Friday afternoon, they went to the Stratosphere Hotel, dropped these people off, and then on Saturday morning, picked these people up and drove them to a variety of early voting places so they could vote in our state election. And then on Sunday, they drove them back. And so, you know, so our Secretary of State at this meeting the other day, she has the absolute audacity to say, well, I know you've heard of a lot of buses. And I'm just waiting for her going, oh, really? She's going to mention the buses? She goes, that was just a really good get-out-the-vote operation that the Democrats had planned. You know, the Democrat consultant, whatever her name was, she does a really good job. And, you know, they did bus in people from L.A. to just get out the vote. Really?
Say that again.
Yeah. our Secretary of State, Barbara Zagaski. Now, we couldn't film her. We weren't allowed to film this little speech she gave. But she literally said with a straight face that all the buses that were coming in from California was simply a brilliant plan by the Democrat consultant for the DNC of Nevada, a brilliant plan to get boots on the ground to get out the vote. Not to go out and vote, to get out the vote. So she said when they have an operation like that with buses of people coming in from L.A. to get out the vote, you know, it was a brilliant strategy.
So she confirmed the buses actually were there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But she said that the buses were only for the get out the vote operation and registering
buses.
People. Yeah,
100. 100 yeah. Buses. Now, why would you have 100 bus loads of Californians come over to get out the vote in Nevada? That just doesn't track for me. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that just doesn't track.
And she's used, I guess Babs is used to speaking to a bunch of turnips. Because I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me? And who am I going to find to primary you?
Unbelievable. Nobody got an audio of this, huh?
No, because we weren't allowed to tape. And I'm thinking, okay, I can't ask more than one question, supposedly. I can't tape. You ducked out early. Do you not work for us? And see, this is the problem. And the problem is I'm going to follow her like a bad habit. I am going to be her shadow from now on.
I bet you are.
Uh-huh.
As you should be.
Uh-huh.
As you should be.
Because this really comes down to the sanctity of our vote. I love that the Donald Trump administration is going to protect our borders. And I love that they're going to launch an investigation because we need to protect our vote just with as much vigor and determination and resolve as we protect our borders. Our vote is just as precious as the sovereignty that our borders provide.
Well, it's our citizenship. And that's
right.
What it comes down to. And Donald J. Trump, President Trump, treasures our citizenship. He knows the value of being an American citizen and why it is valuable. And what sovereignty exists in an American citizenship, the country will enjoy as well.
Right.
And we have had our citizenship attacked repeatedly. Anything dealing with the Constitution attacked repeatedly, even to the point where you have Lavoie Finicum, who was murdered. Because he was trying to talk about your sovereignty, your citizenship, the country's sovereignty. He was on his way to John Day, Oregon, to talk about and give a lecture about the Constitution, and they murdered him.
That's right.
I mean, so you can see how we've been attacked by the murder. I mean, the wanted murder of Lavoie Finicum, and there's nothing else you can say about it. They set it up. It took them 2 days to prep the assassination site. I mean, this whole thing is just an amazing set of circumstances, an attack, and evidence of an attack on our own citizenship and a national sovereignty. And thank God that we've got Donald J. Trump in there as president who's going to stop this. Anyway, we're coming up to the music right now in the end of the hour. And stay with us through the break here, and we'll catch back up with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Okay. Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Well, anyway, many thanks to Megan Barth, who is with us right now for a final one-minute segment here at the end of the hour for her expose on really the voter fraud that's going on in Nevada. It's just absolutely over the top. And Megan, what's coming up next? And give us your contact information.
Anyone can reach me at Megan@ReaganBaby.com, and that's Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N, baby, B-A-B-Y.com. I will be writing an expose on the voter fraud in Nevada, how the Democrats stole Nevada. It will post to Reagan Baby, but it's going to be an exclusive for a very large publication, and I've gotten the go-ahead to submit it. But what I'm really asking here is an investigation by the Trump administration into Nevada, as well as the Clark County Registrar's Office, the Postal Clark County Postal Office, and the agencies by which illegally, I believe, got out the vote, which was Plan Nevada and Astrid Silva.
Well, listen, Megan, thanks for being with us. And again, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And definitely the Trump people will become aware of this. There's no doubt about it. I think that's going to be pretty obvious that they do. And justice will be had. There's no question about it. This is just too big of a story and too much fraud going on. So thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. As I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0. Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.